listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. Work starts today on the world's biggest radio telescope, and it's right here in the Midwest. The SKA has taken 30 years to plan, now being built in the Murchison. Construction director Anthony Shinkle has told the ABC it'll search parts of the universe dating back to 100 million years after the Big Bang.
The science, of course, is a very big part of what we're doing, and many of the countries, they all want to be involved in the science. But there's also the other parts. There's the technology spin-offs. There's the industry opportunities, and that's a really big part. So much of the telescope is not built in Australia, it will be shipped here.
Geraldton councillors have voted on a motion calling for the health minister to visit Mullewa in light of delays to its hospital. Upgrades have been in the planning stage since 2017. It's understood labour costs and supply due to the pandemic have caused the delay. Inattention and fatigue-related crashes are higher on country roads than in metropolitan areas. 154 people have died in fatal crashes across the state this year, including two in Carnarvon yesterday. Road Safety Minister Paul Papalia says our regional roads are proving to be the most dangerous across the state.
Two-thirds of the deaths on Western Australian roads occur in the region. Two-thirds country, one-third city. That is just sadly a fact, but also more people are not wearing seatbelts in the country proportionally as well.
Works on the world's largest electric vehicle highway have kicked off in the Midwest. 98 stations will be installed across 6,000 k's in WA, expected to be fully operational by 2024. To local sport, the Towns weren't enough for Bluff Point in Geraldton cricket over the weekend. The side winning the toss and electing to bat first, setting a target too hard to beat, making 8 for 78. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.